Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
All right, as we mentioned, the Arizona Cardinals lost by 10 points officially to a 49er
team. Sorry, betters.
Yeah, to a 49er team that they had on the ropes. The defense, once again, just failing miserably to close out an opponent at the end of a game.
If I only watched Jimmy Garoppolo play against the Arizona Cardinals, I would think he's a damn Hall of Famer.
Kind of like watching DeAndre Ayton against ASU.
Yeah, you would think he was the number one overall. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, right. That's my point, right? No, but
yeah,
you're right about it.
Yeah, because DeAndre Ayton only played good against ASU in college.
Jimmy Garoppolo, okay, no, but he played monstrous against
ASU.
He did. Okay, that's all I'm saying. And Jimmy Garoppolo does look like that guy against the Cardinals. Whether he just feels more comfortable, whether the defense is that inferior, yeah, they've made quite a player out of Jimmy G.
And even though Jimmy G tried to give it away, threw one of the worst picks you'll see all season in the red zone, that was a key, you thought it was a key point of the game.
Yeah.
Bottom line for me is this, Bick. We talked about it briefly with Doug and Wolf when we had that crosstalk segment. I'm tired of talking about improvement. Improvement to me at this point of the season when you're in games, find a way to win one of them.
Yeah.
Against a decent, really good football team in San Francisco.
There's a very, it's the dividing line between what to feel good about and what to be angry about. It's very clear now. It's almost as clear as the difference between offense and defense. And that's what's happening now.
Yeah, but I think during the course of the show, I'll just let you in on one of my talking points today, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm not completely absolving the offense in all of this either.
Good. All right, also in Week 11 in the NFL, I don't know what you thought were the big takeaways other than the Baltimore Ravens. Mercy. Just annihilated the Texans.
I know I've been leaning towards Russell Wilson and the MVP chase.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I'm not leaning that way anymore.
No, you shouldn't.
Lamar Jackson is superhuman. And what they did to Houston, 41-7.
Uh-huh.
Leaving no doubt against another good AFC team with a dynamic quarterback. That was... That was clinical what they did.
It really was. And then you pair that with the Patriots barely winning against the Eagles and Tom Brady complaining about the Patriots offense. You wonder if the AFC hasn't shifted. At least I do. So there you go. Interesting, kind of interesting week 11. Not a lot of great headline games coming out of the week, in my opinion. But there you go. Over the weekend in college football, ASU, where do you want to begin with that game?
You got to start for the two-point conversion decision / play call was baffling.
Yeah.
Perplexing, troubling. I think you do desperate things when you're trying to win a football game.
Yeah.
And that to me was desperate. I mean, the game situation lent itself to kick the extra point, tie the game, play some defense because
they
had the momentum.
Yeah.
Again, it was a really uneven performance by ASU. A lousy defensive first half. They shored things up in the second half. They had the momentum in that game.
They did.
And you can certainly justify going for two there in a situation where you are incredibly overmatched. The North Carolina-Clemson game from earlier this year comes to mind. North Carolina, with about a minute 17, if memory serves.
Mm-hmm.
They went for two against Clemson. They failed. I liked that decision. There was a minute 40 left.
And the defense had churned out three and outs.
Yeah. And there was an opportunity to kick the extra point, tie the game, get the ball back with time and timeouts to operate and win it in regulation.
That's where I fell on this. And I heard Herm Edwards say just the opposite, that it was kind of a no-brainer because they had just driven down pretty much the length of the field and the moment. To me, when you drive down the length of the field and your defense is taking control of the game, the other team looks at that two-point conversion as a chance to, okay, look, let's just stop them on one play and we're good.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it at all, Vinny, and that's not revisionist either. I did not like that. I thought it was just a desperate move to try to, I don't know, I didn't like it. And now this ASU team is in danger of not making a bowl game.
Yeah, you don't expect them to win against Oregon. And hey, who's better right now? ASU or U of A? I'll listen to both sides because I don't think either team is very good right now.
Yeah.
And the uncertain nature of that rivalry game, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
ASU doesn't make a bowl game, and Herm Edwards was on with Doug and Wolf today, and he answered the question. Yeah, it would be devastating not to win a bowl game. That's what you play for. And when you're talking about every week, well, we're playing this many freshmen this year, those bowl practices are enormously important to your development.
And no doubt.
They've let this opportunity slip through their hands.
Yeah, no, that's a good way of putting it. Also in college football over the weekend, the major story is what happened to Tua Tagovailoa at the end of the first half of Alabama's win. Alabama was up 35-7 at the time. And the question became, why was Tua Tagovailoa still in the game? The honest-to-God answer is that Alabama is in that zone right now where the eye test mattered. So they needed to put forth a whopping, resounding victory. And I hate that they were in this spot because that had to lead to it. Because this idea that, oh, you know what? We need him to work on the two-minute offense because we're playing Auburn in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. What good is working on a two-minute offense against a defense you've already ripped up for 35 points? What good is that going to – what is that going to teach you?
You know what, Bick? I am not the world's biggest Nick Saban supporter or fan. I didn't have a problem with Tua being in the game there. I really didn't. It was going to be his last drive.
Uh-huh.
He would have been out of the game had it been a different situation. But they wanted him to work on a two-minute drive because he has missed time.
He was injured going into the game.
No, he was cleared to play.
He was cleared to play.
He was good enough to play. He was good enough to build a 35-7 lead.
I know. I was watching the pregame to that, and everybody was speculating, is he even going to play today because he doesn't look right? All right, whatever. I do agree. It's not egregious, but the logic they used to describe it, to me, I hated the logic. The injury is terrible for college football.
Well, it's terrible for two. I mean, you injure a hip, it's not great.
No.
And now they're describing it to be very similar to Bo Jackson's hip injury. That mm-hmm. ended his football career.
Yeah,
Bo Jackson was a running back, though.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe as a quarterback it won't be as devastating, but...
Look, Neil Lomax is a quarterback that wore this Cardinals uniform, and his career was ended by hip issues, too. So it's one of those joints that is just very complicated. And unfortunately, I'm speaking from experience on this.
That's a good point.
It derailed my NFL career, I'll tell you that.
All right, Arizona loses to Oregon over the weekend as well. Tonight, big game for the Phoenix Suns, taking on the Boston Celtics.
We are at a point, Bick, where the Phoenix Suns and the Arizona Coyotes are the saviors of the mental well-being of the Valley sports fan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can't wait for tonight's game. Watched Boston a little bit the other night against Golden State's G League team. I think it was their G League. Oh, no, it was actually their NBA League team. They struggled in Oakland the other night. I guess when you get on a long West Coast road trip, you're going to have those peaks and valleys, and that was certainly a valley. They came away with a 5-point win, but the Celtics are one of the better teams in the league.
Yeah.
But I'm confident if the Suns play a good solid, you know, in their brand of basketball, we're gonna have another competitive game in downtown Phoenix tonight.
Yeah, I like that. All right, and you wanted to mention the Coyotes as
Coyotes
well.
Are also at home tonight hosting the LA Kings. Big win over the weekend, 3-0 win over Calgary that had a little bit of everything, which might show up again in hardware.
Oh, okay, good.
Wink,
like that.
Wink.
Like that. All right, that's kind of the outline for a Monday. You know what we do on a Monday? We visit with Cliff Kingsbury at some point in the show. That will happen again today. We will bring you your normal football coverage coming out of yesterday's loss to the 49ers, starting with Big Red Reacts.
Yes, we do.